So he said Krishna is reciprocal. But then in the last verse of Ikshvakshama, he says that Krishna, whether you embrace me or whether you leave me broken hearted, still I'll keep loving you. So actually, Krishna is simultaneously predictable and unpredictable. You know, in a relationship, if the other person is totally predictable, you know, if I speak this, they will say this. If I do this, they will say that. If I act like this, they will do like that. Then if they are totally predictable, then what happens? It's like react. It's like dealing with a machine. You know, I press this button, this is going to happen. I swear this is going to happen. There is not much life in the relationship. But on the other hand, if the person is entirely unpredictable, you know, I say this and I have no idea what they are going to say. Then the relationship becomes like living in a landmine. So, for a relationship to be exciting and fulfilling, there has to be a blend of predictability and unpredictability. The basic foundation of predictability is there. But within that, there is something unpredictable. Oh, we learn something new about the person. Oh, you think like this. You act like that. So then that relationship stays alive. So in the relationship with Krishna, the predictable aspect is that anyone who approaches Krishna, Krishna always reciprocates. Krishna always remembers. Krishna always rewards. The unpredictable aspect is how he rewards. That will vary from person to person. They say that sometimes in life when we pray to God, God answers our prayers. But he answers it very different from what we expect. We may go and shake an apple tree and a mango may fall down. If we are expecting an apple to fall down, we may not even notice the mango. But if you are open, you know, oh, mango is better than an apple. It's wonderful. So like that, we may pray to Krishna and Krishna responds. But Krishna responds his own way. Quite often what happens when we pray to Krishna, our vision is that actually, Krishna, I am not able to do this, but you have the power to do this. So let's form a partnership. My intelligence and your power. So I have this plan how to solve the problem. Let's come together. But it doesn't work like that. You know, if we have faith in Krishna's power, then that's faith in Krishna. But that is actually half faith in Krishna. Krishna is not just omnipotent, Krishna is also omniscient. So we have faith not only in Krishna's power but also in Krishna's intelligence. That means Krishna can reciprocate in ways that we may not understand. But he is more intelligent than us and he knows what is good for us better than what we know also. So in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praying that whether you embrace me or whether you leave me broken hearted, still I will stay devoted to you. This is expressing his love. He is saying that Krishna, whatever you do, whether you act predictably, whether you act unpredictably, still I will keep loving you. I am committed to my relationship with you. Now, on the other hand, when Krishna reciprocates, how does Krishna reciprocate? In the case of the gopis, you know, Krishna can reciprocate by manifesting himself before them and they feel great love for him. And when Krishna doesn't manifest before them, at that time their love increases even more. Because they just feel so much absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. Now it is said that separation does to love what wind does to fire. Separation does to love what wind does to fire. You know, if there is a blazing forest fire and wind comes, at that time the wind causes the fire to become bigger and bigger and bigger. So like that, when a devotee is separated from Krishna, that separation causes the love to increase more and more and more. And that's how the gopis' love for Krishna increased even more. They became more intensely devoted to Krishna, more intensely lost in the remembrance of Krishna when they were separated from him. So even in being separated from them, Krishna was showing his love for them because he was intensifying their remembrance of him. Now of course, when I said separation does to love what wind does to fire, there's another side to it also. If there's a small candle and a wind comes, the candle will get extinguished. So our love for Krishna is not like a forest fire. It is like a candle. If we think I will become separated from devotees, then my appreciation for devotees and Krishna will increase. No, our bhakti will go away if we become separated from devotees. But the point is that Krishna reciprocates always. And Krishna will always reciprocate, but not in our terms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is saying that, mat prana natas, that you are always my pranana. That means he is saying, Krishna, whether you reciprocate in terms that I understand or in terms that I don't understand, still I will stay devoted to you. Okay? So, okay. Yes, Mataji.
Just a small question. Is there a purpose for punishment?